Well, if you're looking for a bargain on a bulldozer, maybe a giant haul truck is what you're after, an excavator, or some light vehicles, a two-day auction starts this morning in the Western Coalfields of New South Wales, and it is definitely the place for you. This auction is a sign of the times, the collapse of the mining boom. Steve Wall is the general manager of the Australian resources sector auctioneers Hassells, which is managing this auction. Steve, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
What's going under the hammer? What's the biggest bargain you've got on the floor, do you think, Steve?
Probably the large dozers, CAD the 11 dozers, new. They're about $2.5 million today. You can buy a well-used one for about $25,000.
That's quite a bargain. How well-used?
Very. Look, still plenty of life left in it, and a lot of inquiry from the ag sector, so besides the dam building and tree clearing, things like that.
This is the gear you've got on sale, and it's a two-day sale, so it's quite a lot of gear there. It's from one mine contractor in New South Wales, isn't it? But you do operate nationally. Can any kind of national picture be drawn from this sale?
Look, I think so. I think you touched on it before. The mining resources, certainly coal, has softened. We've seen a flow on through mining services where a number of contractors, specifically insolvency events, of which this is one, which is symptomatic of the change in the resource sector.
So if you look across your holding yards, I think you've got them in Queensland, New South Wales and WA, so some of the biggest mining states. You've got all this mining equipment you're trying to dispose of. What do you reckon, how much gear have you got up for sale at the moment? What would it be worth collectively, do you think?
In our own holding yards, we've got somewhere between $300 million and $450 million worth of equipment. Nationally, there's probably about $1 billion worth of equipment surplus at the moment, unused or underutilised.
How long is it since you've had that kind of equipment, or that kind of equipment's been up for sale, do you reckon, or not needed?
Look, I think it's about 18 months that we've seen an increase overall, and it's certainly the rigid haul trucks, which are the large haul trucks, as you touched on, are the area where we're seeing the most surplus equipment, and unfortunately they're a challenge to sell at the moment.
I bet they are. A lot of us have seen the images of those massive trucks, mainly in WA, I think I've seen them, but is that what you're talking about?
That's correct, yeah, the big haul trucks. So yes, you're exactly right, so size of a house or two.
Who would want one of those, unless you've got a mine?
Well, that's the challenge at the moment. So the contractors are under duress as the mine owners change back to owner-miner. So we're seeing a lot of contractor equipment parked up and idle around Australia, and it's reflected in even the hire companies, the big mining hire companies. They themselves have surplus equipment or underutilised equipment.
And so this has got knock-on effects too, because if all this is up for sale cheaply, then no one's going to want them to rent them from the hire companies.
Look, I think the hire companies are seeing a small increase in hire, as the owner miners don't want a fixed term hire or equipment and or labour. As we move away from the contracted labour, and we're moving to contracted labour, we're seeing perhaps the hire companies may enjoy a little resurgence.
Steve, just out of interest, how much is one of those Caterpillar haul trucks, or those big, huge dump trucks, how much do they go for?
A new one today, about $7.3 million.
$7.3 million, and what could you get one for sale for yours in your sale at? Do you think
about 1.5?
And how old would that be?
Well, these ones are less than 6 years old. If you wanted to buy one,
okay. And have you got any buyers for those, do you think, coming to this two-day auction?
Look, the small trucks we've got, I think we'll appeal more to the quarry and civil contractor base rather than the mining sector. The trucks we have are not the big ones. Mm-hmm. These are smaller, 100 tonners, so a bit more suitable for the quarry, crushing and small contractor market.
What about an international market? I think you have sold some dump trucks to West Africa, or some have. Are there mining hotspots in other places that are looking for this gear?
There is, to a certain size, and certainly the emerging West African nations, there's some interest out of West Africa for used equipment, price-related buyers as opposed to new price buyers. But I think with the change in the EPA laws in Canada and the US, exporting back to the US, a lot of this equipment won't happen because of regardless of the exchange rate, it won't happen because of the EPA or Clean Air Act.
Okay, we're going to go now, but this sale goes for 2 days. If you're not running a quarry or a mine, is there anything for regular citizens?
Yes, there is, yeah, a lot of workshop equipment, relocatable buildings, and a lot of light commercial vehicles. So if you're looking, as you said, if you're looking for a light utility vehicle, we've got plenty of them today and tomorrow.
Yeah, they would have had a bit of a beating though, wouldn't they?
No. Some of them are very nice and tidy. Certainly the mine supervisor vehicles, Prados, are very clean and tidy. Yeah, certainly good buying today.
Spoken like a good auctioneer. Steve, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, friend. Thank you.
It's a sign of the times, isn't it? Steve Wall is the general manager of the Australian Resource Auctioneers Hassells, and they're managing this mega equipment, mega in the true sense of the word, auction in the Western New South Wales coalfields at Charbon, starting today from 10 o'clock.